Hello, friends, and welcome back to Socialistic Approach. If you're new, then welcome. It has been quite some time. I had to take a little bit of a break due to a lot of newness that I was trying to adapt to, as well as dealing with mental health. And that's something that I'm very transparent about. This is a platform that I created. And so for me, it's very important to speak my truth on here, not just for myself to be heard, but more to relate to people who are going through similar things and how can we come together and cope, even if it's through this platform. Just listening to the interview yesterday with Oprah and Meghan Markle, as much as we hear more and more about mental health, especially with 2020 being a year that really brought a lot of mental challenges to light, but just hearing her speak on her struggles with suicidal thoughts and depression and not feeling like she had the right resources or outlets for this, really made it just another reminder how this is still a conversation that needs more attention, that we need more spaces created for people to feel safe and comfortable in speaking out about their challenges without feeling this shame that they're an inconvenience to someone else. And so that's why I'm very transparent, because I think being relatable is important, but most important, being relatable through your authentic self. And I think that that does the work by itself. So I hope that if you're listening and you either you can relate or want to learn more about this, there's a sense of appreciation and community when it comes to just being able to be in this presence, even through a podcast, that you can have this discussion, you know, and it could be a way of relating to someone else that might be going through something that you're going through. But enough about that, because this episode is not focused on that. That definitely will be more to come when it comes to mental health episodes, but I want to dedicate this episode to women and womanhood. What better way for me to have a comeback after over a month of not posting any episodes than to come here today and use a few minutes to really just talk about womanhood and embrace womanhood and celebrate it. So happy International Women's Day to everyone out there. I hope that you really take today, if you haven't yet, to do something for yourself and celebrate just the many, many accomplishments, not just of women who are known in history, but of our mothers, of our sisters, of our people in our generation, and all the unknown and unnamed women who have paved the way for us to have a voice in the opportunities that we have today. And so I want to say thank you. Thank you to my sisters out there, to my women, for sharing this with me, these similar experiences. I think that sometimes we forget how bonded we are by them and by even just our biological system. It's really interesting. A lot of people, I was having a conversation with someone who still questioned how women literally sync with each other during their menstrual periods. And I'm like, no, it's a real thing. I started a new job. Guess what? Everybody's like, it's going to get off their order cycle. It's a real thing. So women, we're connected, and let's make sure that today's a reminder that we need to protect each other, and that unity and respect and being able to see someone for who they are is key in order to do that. So I wanted to do something a little different, and I follow this great platform. They're called the Skin Deep. They're actually an Emmy-winning documentary, and they document human connection, which is something that we need so much more of today. They also have a shop where they sell cards with questions for different categories, like questions you can do with your family, while you're dating, while you're in a marriage, with your friends. And are questions that really open the dialogue. I've done them with my friends. I've done them with my family. And it's just, it opens your perspective on the people who are around you or the people that you're getting to know to really have a deeper conversation and mediate biases and mediate the stereotypes and the little boxes that sometimes we put our own loved ones in. So I think that's important, and I really want to do some of these questions today for you. Okay, so the first question is, if you had a daughter, what advice would you give her regarding her womanhood? Ooh, so I'm not, I like that it says if you had a daughter, because I don't have any kids, but I definitely can see myself mentoring someone else, like a young lady or being a mom. Ooh, that question can go so many directions, but I think if I were to narrow it down, it really comes down to what I would like her to know is that being her authentic self comes first. And this whole be yourself, always be yourself, we hear it so redundant and it almost sounds cliche, but I think that we actually have an identity crisis because there are so many forces and influences that want to dictate who we are as people. And of course, those influences come from a capitalism structure. You know, the capitalism structure that we have, because people actually profit out of those ideas. So I think it's really important that you're really in tune with who you are as a person, that you see yourself for your humanity first, before your gender. And I do think, and this is my opinion, right? I do think that your gender is a portion of your identity, but it doesn't resolute, you know, or doesn't describe you as a whole. And so to keep your humanity first, to lead life through your soul, heart, and mind, I think are much more important. But when we think about the physical appearance, I think it's important to say the following. I think we are created, and I think every aspect of who we are, it's intentional. And there's such a touchiness to that, because appearance, we live in such a shallow type of society environment where we are influenced to think what's acceptable and not acceptable physically. We have such an issue with deformities and people who, according to the beauty standards, are not appealing. And we're very harsh in our criticism when it comes to that. And we forget that every single aspect of who a person is intentional. It's intended to be who they are as a whole. That your physical aspect has a relationship with your purpose. Not just your internal being, but your physical aspect is a representation of you as a whole. And when we embrace that, when we accept that, that every single part of me is who I was intended to be, it can lead you into the path that you're meant to walk. And I think that I will remind my daughter of that, that you are who you are supposed to be, and you are at where you're supposed to be. So, and that, I think that's really important. That acceptance is important so that our focus and perspective on our womanhood looks different. Moving on. How will you describe your feminine energy to others? I love being a woman. I love being around women. And I think something that I mentioned at first was being grateful. Thanking not only other women for sharing this sisterhood, this womanhood with me, but remembering that women have paved the way, that we did not accomplish everything that we have just for ourselves, that there was people that already walked a certain path, that made certain sacrifices so that we are able to be here today. And I think it's important to remember the importance of women looking out for women. So to me, it's important to not only be around women, but it's important for me to embrace other women. It's important for me to give back to other women and to honor them. I never understood people who say that they're not able to be friends with other women. I just think it's just such a missed opportunity. And again, biases. You let go of your biases. People are people, and people are going to bring negative and positive things. But having a relationship with another woman, a friendship with another woman, it's one of the best things that I've had in my life. My friendships, most of them are women, you know, and I'm so grateful for the sisterhood that I share with them. And that I was able to have my mom around me, my grandmothers around me, and learn from all these women. So to me, my feminine energy is about giving back to those women, but also giving back to the opposite gender, to men. I think being a feminist, we forget that our advocacy is not just solely for women's rights and the treatment of women, but to end sexism and everything that ties to that, because it has hurt us greatly as a humanity. It has affected men in ways that sometimes we forget to measure. And I think that being that we're emotional beings and that we connect emotionally, sexism has completely destroyed some of that. How men view their manhood, how men fit into this role, how men are able to express themselves. It has been oppressive to them as well. And that's hard to see because we are looking from an outsider at a group of people who we feel are more privileged. But we're forgetting that the privilege has only come in one aspect, but has been completely destructive in the identity and emotional intelligence of that group. And so my feminine energy is one to be spread around to everyone, to embrace everyone, to give back to everyone, and to also have accountability to those around me. And myself. Let's see what the next one is. Okay, so what do you love about your relationship that opposes patriarchal structures? Well, and guys, I'm giving you answers. I'm giving you raw answers. I didn't read these before. I didn't prep for answers before jumping on here. I kind of want it to be very raw and authentic. So I'm not particularly in a relationship right now. So I would kind of restructure this question, but what patriarchal structures would I want that, you know, or things that would oppose those things? I think to me is finding someone who we can connect on a human level first, who understands my basic needs as a human first, and then sees me for my gender second or third. I don't know in what order, but I just think it's important to be seen as a human, as someone who has emotional, mental, and physical needs, just like they do. I think another thing is also not just understanding shared needs and basic needs, but what makes me me, and what makes me me will require individualistic needs as well. And somebody who is open-minded, who is willing to communicate, I think are really key in opposing patriarchal structures in a relationship. And also someone who may not be perfect, but is willing to learn, both for the sake of destroying these concepts or not allowing these concepts to invade our relationship, but also someone who's willing to heal from those things themselves. Because like I said earlier, men are affected by this, and I think men, so I'm relating it to my scenario, right? So, because this can be looked at in many different ways in relationships. What is the most precious lesson you learned from a woman in your life? I've had so many great women around me, and I am proud of that. My grandmothers were both very inspirational to me. Just women that worked really hard and survived so much adversity, so many challenges, and will still wake up every day and keep going. My mother is definitely a huge influence. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned from her and her mother was to not only be true to your convictions, but to not let anyone shut your voice down. And I think that's why there's a part of me that even when I felt intimidated, even when I felt oppressed, even when I felt unheard, I was still going to vocalize, I was still going to voice what I felt needed to be voiced, what I felt and thought was being true to myself. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned from my mom, is that through her adversities and through her challenges and to the things that even she didn't know within herself, she still and has always had a voice. I hope that you can meditate on these questions, use them with your loved ones, embrace the women around you. And if you are a woman listening, embrace yourself today. Do something sweet. Do something lovely for yourself today. Again, happy International Women's Day, and I send my love, my peace, and I wish you guys a great night. Until next time.